The father of a Bronx man shot by NYPD officers over the weekend says he initially called 311 to try and get medical attention for his son, who was in the midst of a mental health crisis. Instead, the police showed up. Minutes later, his son was lying outside his family's apartment with gunshot wounds from officers who responded to the call. WNYC's Bahar Ostadan spoke with the father of Raul De La Cruz. She joins us now. Hey, Bahar.
Hi, Sean.
Walk us through what happened with the family on Sunday morning.
So I visited Santo De La Cruz, Raul's dad, in his Kingsbridge apartment in the Bronx yesterday. I spoke with him as family and friends were stopping by to check in.
Yo creí que me lo habían matado ahí mismo. Entonces yo le dije que yo no llamé para que lo mataran, sino para que me ayudaran a internarlo.
He's saying here that he called to get his son help, not so that the police could come kill him. And as he's saying this, he's looking sort of disassociated, just like he's trying to process what happened to his son. Raul, who's 42, on Sunday morning, he came by to visit his dad. He sort of came by to get cleaned up, get a hot shower. That was sort of a weekly routine because Raul had been living on the streets for about a month at the time, and he'd battled with mental illness for over a decade. So the two actually got into an argument about a video that Raul had just posted about how he felt like police were coming after him.
So what happens next?
On Sunday, police said in a press conference that Santo called 911.
Okay.
But actually, he called 311. He said that his son Raul had a knife, and he feared that if he called the police, something bad was going to happen. So he wanted his son to be transported to an inpatient facility at a hospital. He wanted medical assistance. He told, 311 told him, rather, that help was on the way, but they didn't specify that it was police who was coming.
Okay, so he calls 311, cops show up. What happens next?
Santo said that two officers show up, and they start yelling orders at Raul in English. But Raul, like his dad, doesn't understand English. He said his son was confused at the time. He turned to his dad saying, ¿Qué pasa? And then he said officers fired four bullets at his son. And he said three of them hit. He says officers then started wrapping his son's leg that I guess was bleeding out at the time. And then a lot more police showed up and an ambulance came to take Raul to the hospital. But it was only after his son was lying on the ground outside of their apartment building that Spanish-speaking officers came and started questioning Santo in his native language.
What has happened since this incident on Sunday?
Later that day, doctors told Santo that his son only had a 10% chance of survival. They said that his intestines were perforated, that they'd removed one kidney, that a bullet even ripped through an artery in his leg. But Santo told me that he hasn't been let into the hospital room because Raul's under police custody, he's been told. When I went to the hospital, they said that basically means that NYPD has jurisdiction over who comes in and out of the hospital room, over what information is shared. And typically that happens while they're waiting for someone to get well enough to charge them with a crime. So really what we know is just what the NYPD has told me, which is that Raul is in critical condition. The police did give Santo a sheet showing that he has visitation rights to visit his son in custody, but NYPD hasn't really said or been clear with me about whether Raul is being charged with something. And now Santo is working with a lawyer to help get to sit by his son's bedside in the hospital.
Que se haga justicia porque yo no tenía que venir a disparar así, porque yo no pedí ayuda para que lo mataran.
Here he's saying that he wants justice, that they weren't supposed to come and shoot him like that, and that he didn't go asking for help just for his son to get killed.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the family?
Raul emigrated from the Dominican Republic 14 years ago. His dad says, you know, you wouldn't necessarily know that he was sick unless he was off his treatment. And at this point, I guess he'd sort of changed his phone so that his doctor wouldn't be able to reach him. But he was steadily employed. I actually saw his paycheck from his job at a factory in Queens, where he's made almost $4,000 since the start of the year. Mm. And his dad said he uses that money to rent rooms here and there. His dad also said that Raul is passive and quiet when he's not in crisis.
What is the NYPD saying about this?
The NYPD told me that they're investigating the incident. They also said both officers were trained in responding to people in crisis and that all officers are trained in, quote, how to recognize mental illness, effective communication, and proper tactics. They also said that one of the officers got the Crisis Intervention Team Training, CIT, which as far as we know is the NYPD's approach to de-escalation.
What happens now in all of this?
I think Raul's family is just hoping that he'll pull through and they want some sort of justice.
It's WNYC's Bahar Ostadan. Thank you so much.